It's time to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook LGA with Mayor Steve Reynolds. How are we doing, mate?
Mate, doing well yourself?
Very well, thank you. A little bit flush with cash at the moment. The resources for regions, some dollars have come our way?
Some dollars have come our way. We haven't received the actual media release ourselves. It was announced last week on your radio station that Muswellbrook will receive 10.2 from Minister Paul Tuaru out of a total of $140 million that's available in round nine. And that'll see it deliver even more projects that will improve local amenities and infrastructure and make a difference to mining communities and allow them to share in the prosperity that mining delivers. Is it enough? I'll leave that question to you and your listeners.
Well, I was about to ask you that very question. I get the sneaking suspicion that you would like to have received more.
Oh, I don't want to sound greedy, but we feed a lot of money down into Sydney, don't we?
Now, this subject came up yesterday. Mitch gave us a call and wanted to know, you know, overall, something like $80 million has been sent our way through the Resources for Regions. He was wondering, you know, where had that money gone previously? What sort of projects are we talking about?
Yeah, look, I can get a list of them and supply them to you, but things like Bylong Valley Road and the revitalisation of the Denman Town Centre had money spent on them. I think it was $6.9 million were allocated to the Regional Entertainment Centre that we're revisiting and having a look at. There is funding there that has been allocated, and without a doubt, we'll make that clear and transparent to the community of where those funds have all been directed.
Yep.
So as people know and are informed, and it isn't speculation.
Lawn Street, there's some work being done on the drainage there at the moment.
Yeah, so the drainage work on the urban renewal project there in Lawn Street, we'll move on to the road reserve this week. So weather permitting that is. The road pavement works for the construction of the new box culvert means Lawn Street will be closed to through traffic just north of Jordan Street, but will remain accessible for residents. So it's just to fix up the drainage issue there.
There has been a lot of discussion about the intersection at Macca's, that's what I'm calling it.
The intersection of Macca's, the Thompson Street signal construction. Yes, the work's there. It has been very frustrating, and the weather has not assisted us at all, as you know, with all the rain that we've had. Stage one will focus on the construction of the concrete footpath on the northern side now and raising the Telstra pit and constructing an internal driveway at the corner of a residence there on Maitland Street. And the traffic will switch for stage two of the construction, weather permitting. That's due on Sunday, the 14th of August, so this coming Sunday. We'll see some action, hopefully, and depending on these weather events that we've had there that typically impact the infrastructure delivery of a number of projects. So I can hand on heart say that this $10.2 million that we've heard about, we haven't received anything official, and my number one commitment in this council is really focused on, we provided a number of deliverables to the council staff of what our goals were at the beginning of the term.
Right.
And the main thing is the financial sustainability, you know, the prosperity of our area. But just, you know, I can't go off and say this is what we're going to spend the money on. We had a meeting yesterday afternoon. It has to go to council. We're anticipating to be putting back into the community a number of things, and there's a few projects that we want to tick off. We inherited a lot of projects, and the number one thing is we can add smaller things, but really chipping away and getting them through, reducing the loans at council. We can't spend the money on that, of course, but on delivering projects, things like playground equipment, you know, footpaths are a big thing in our shire, that we just want that accessibility for everyone and be inclusive. That's one of the things that we'll focus on. And, you know, there's a few big projects out there that we'll be targeting come the state election, but we'll also look to spend this money on, you know, in a wise and mature way to ensure it. But come Christmas, I've had a chat to the acting general manager, and we're speaking about just the simple things of opening the river access, which as a councillor I was heavily on about last term. But so as people can get down to the end of Scott Street, have a couple of picnic tables, etc., down there, whether that comes out of the capital funding. But also we've got Hunter Beach, but just that access to the river, just so people can have a picnic, go down there, the kids can go swimming and get outdoors and get on their push bike, because we're going to have the pool facility as well that they can use, which the patronage there will be through the roof throughout the summer period. But there's nothing like getting back to nature, allowing the kids that opportunity to get out and be active and down at the river like we were when we were kids there. It was, you know, come home when the street lights came on type situation. We just want them out and active.
That's exactly right. And whenever it happens and whenever it changes, you'll hear about it first on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Steve, thank you very much for joining us as always.
Thanks. mate.